At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
TikTok. It is an online phenomenon I do not use, so I count on my colleagues to help me understand why it's suddenly in the news all the time. About courts, about presidents, two presidents, about what you'd have to say is fear of China aggression. But right now, I'll find out what it is. Gordon, a very good evening to you. Jonathan Ward is joining us from the Hudson Institute. But before we turn to the game, I need a definition. What does TikTok represent? Why is it either feared or respected? Why is it in the courts or in the president's power to ban it? What's it done?
Well, TikTok is on the phones of 170 million Americans, according to TikTok. It is owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance, and it has, throughout its presence in the U.S., been stealing U.S. data in very large quantities. It's violated every pledge it's made to the United States about data security. But there's a greater threat, and that is curation algorithm. The algorithm that determines what your kids see and don't see has been used to propagate not only Chinese disinformation, but it's also been used by China to foment violence on American streets. And just to be clear, that's not only a violation of federal law. That is an act of war because that's being done by the Chinese regime, the Communist Party of China.
We welcome our colleague Jonathan Ward of the Hudson Institute to help us understand the information space is also possibly interpreted as an information war. Jonathan, your measure of the People's Republic of China, the leadership, CCP, does it see information war as a battlefield they're going to win? You know, the word supremacy comes up all the time when they talk about guns. Do they talk about it in terms of data?
Well, look, good evening, John, and good evening, Gordon. They absolutely do. I mean, Xi Jinping has made absolutely clear that he intends to win an information and ideological war with the West. There's a famous document called Document Number 9, where they explicitly call out Western institutions, constitution itself, free market democracy, all of these fundamental properties of our society and civilization. And they say that they're going to win an offensive battle to ultimately put themselves in a superior position vis-a-vis our values. So then the tools to do that, you know, in addition to things like this app, I mean, we've also seen major, in a way, unprecedented hacking into American critical infrastructure with the Vault Typhoon hack last year. Then Salt Typhoon made it clear that the Chinese had gained access to all American telecommunications networks, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, all of it. And here you have TikTok, which is on, you know, 180 million American phones. So they're going through the back door, they're going through the front door. And the potential of an app like this, I mean, I think we saw it during the course of all the discussion in Congress for whether to move forward with a forced divestiture, when the app actually sent a push notification to people's phones to say, call your congressperson and ensure that this app is not banned. The ability of this app to send people directly to their congressional office by telephone, et cetera, is a form of influence we've never seen, I think, technologically in any major power competition. So in with regard to the People's Republic of China, a country that is preparing for war with the United States in the Pacific, a country that's shipping fentanyl precursors into North America and is now killed 500,000 Americans, and then to have access to people's phones in this way. I mean, it's a 100% critical issue that you have to get this app out of the hands of the adversary. So I think that's where we're headed. That's been pretty clearly set in Congress, and now we're going to be in the process of that playing out.
Gordon, you have a question for Jonathan.
Well, Jonathan, before the question, it is indeed the possible that is China sent out those messages to all of its users to go to Congress. But it also got a person named Donald John Trump to change his position on TikTok as well. He tried to ban it at the end of his first term. During his campaign for president, he's actually come out in favor of TikTok, and he filed an amicus curiae brief at the Supreme Court supporting TikTok. So it's not just ordinary Americans. It's been very influential with politicians. My question is, did Trump do the right thing in terms of petitioning the Supreme Court and now his being in favor of TikTok?
Well, look, I think obviously Trump took this on in the first term. That's where we started to see real momentum against the app. And this ultimately comes down to Chinese control. So the possibility back then when people were looking into, for example, how do we sell this to Oracle? How do we get this to an American company? I think Microsoft was involved. I think that's where this has sort of come out at this point, is that it because it is so widely used, because it reaches such a broad younger generation, people want to keep it for politics. They want to keep it for their livelihood. But what really counts is that we get it out of ByteDance's hands. That's the number one, two, and three, certainly in my mind. And I think what we're going to see in this process of things playing out, I mean, you know, does Kevin O'Leary buy it with his consortium? Does it go back to one of the big U.S. tech companies? I mean, how does it play out so that, you know, a lot of people want to keep this app? And I think even the authors of the bill, Mike Gallagher, had an article in the Wall Street Journal saying, hey, we didn't ban the app. The point is, we want to get this out of the hands of ByteDance, essentially. And that's where we have to go. I mean, if you kept this and converted it into American hands, I think we have far less of a problem. And at the same time, we're going to have a growing problem with adversaries having access to our economy, to our information technology, to all of that. So I think that's where we just have to get really good at drawing clear lines. You know, as we've also seen the so-called TikTok refugee, quote unquote, migration to this other app called Xiaohongshu, which is translated into English inaccurately as Red Note. It's actually Little Red Book, like Mao Zedong. You know, they're going to throw other apps at us too. So we just have to be able to stop that onslaught and focus on the you know, adversary owner aspect.
Gordon, a puzzle. Jonathan's explanation makes me wonder: does Xi Jinping want this to happen? Adversarial relationship with the U.S.? Does he want everything to be a contest? Does that suit his ambition?
Well, his ambition, as he said, is to rule the entire world, not control, not dominate, not exert hegemony over, but to rule. So, yes, he is going to, I'm sure he realizes he's going to end up in an adversarial relationship as he tries to destroy our country. And the issue here is not so much Xi Jinping, but it's our failure to recognize Xi's malign ambitions and his attempts to take down the American Republic.
Do we recognize that? There are many voices in Congress now that very much sound like Gordon Chang 2009. Isn't that a success?
No. And the reason is I have not been able to convince the political establishment to actually do those things that are necessary to protect. I'm very happy that some people in Washington and around the U.S. do talk about these things, but we have not seen the actions that are necessary, especially as Jonathan says, they are making preparations to attack our country. And we have not had the political will to take those measures to defend ourselves.
And Jonathan, we have about a minute. Your measure of this TikTok tangle, whatever, however it comes out, it doesn't strike me as profound, but how does Xi Jinping see this?
Well, look, I'm sure he's delighted to have a Chinese-owned app, which ultimately, you know, cannot say no to the party. I mean, we know that through Chinese law.
Right.
On the screens, on the phones, on the personal devices of half of the United States of America and a very large, you know, disproportionate number of the younger generations. So I'm sure they'll fight this. They've tried to fight it all the way. But ultimately, you know, Congress, I think, will stand and we'll see where this all plays out. But Xi Jinping has many, many other ways of coming at us, and they're doing it across the board. So we have a much bigger game to play. It's not just about this. This is barely the biggest problem.
Jonathan Ward, Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.